Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Joy 94.9. Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. We had a text come in from That Boy James who says, half an hour in and loving the new direction you guys have taken the show. Keep it up.
Oh, that's very lovely. Thank you for that, Mr. That Boy James. Well, okay, Mariah Rant aside, which before, we played a track called Standing O, taken from her new album, Memoirs of an Imperfect Angel.
Standing O, what means?
Standing O, O, O.
What does that mean exactly?
Standing ovation. Get with it, Jade.
Okay, I'm so unhip. Ridiculous.
In any case, we're continuing our little, discussion about music, but we're flowing into the brand new album by Tegan and Sarah
now. Yes, lesbians everywhere. Jumped all over themselves this week because Tegan and Sarah released their sixth album.
So hang on, we just went from like an album that the gays would go crazy for.
Yes.
All the queens, all the Mimi queens in a world.
Yes.
To now that the lesbians' wet dream.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Tegan and Sarah brought out the sixth album. It's called Sainthood. So everyone, for someone who doesn't know who Tegan and Sarah are, Tegan and Sarah are a Canadian band. They're lesbians, they're twins, they're indie sort of pop, acoustic, rock type style music.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, it's basically, if a lesbian doesn't like them, it's like one of those things.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's like if a gay doesn't like Kylie or Madonna.
Yes.
So where does, because I'm very curious about lesbian music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I find it almost derogatory referring to Tegan and Sarah and, let's face it, Melissa Etheridge as lesbian music.
Well, see, this is the thing. Tegan and Sarah hate being referred to as lesbian music.
Because I don't think music has sexuality.
And they have very, very broad appeal. I mean, when you listen to their music, it's the type of music that would appeal to anyone who's, it does have even David's hostile appeal. Like, this album in particular is a bit more electro in terms of, there's a lot more instrumentation than their previous album, The Con, was like really, really hugely popular. I absolutely loved it. I love to listen to it all the time. I know all the songs just backwards and forward. Like,
aww.
Yeah, just loved it. And so I was a bit hesitant when Sainthood came out because I was a bit like, I was so in love with The Con.
So before the new album Sainthood came out, did you guys, as Tegan and Sarah fans, have any indication that they were going to go a little more electro, a little more more produced?
Well, see, I'm not normally the – I like – I don't like to read too much into what's coming out before it comes out. I'm like the person that likes to be surprised. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like to be like, oh, okay, well, you know, and sit around and speculate. And you know why?
Because you're the complete opposite to me.
Yeah.
I have to know about Leona Lewis's album, like, a year before it comes out. You want to be surprised.
And the reason I have to do that, right, is because any expectation I've got in my head could be disappointed when it doesn't meet what I was expecting. And the prime example of that was the last X-Files movie that came out. See how I just pulled X-Files in there? Because, you know, I had created this entire storyline about what the movie was going to be. And then when I went and sat in the cinema, it was completely not what I... The film wasn't really good, like, let's be honest. But... because it was so far removed from what I was expecting, I just sat there like, what is going on here, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, they've put a lot of production into this album. The Con was actually produced by Chris Waller, who's from Death Cab for Cutie, one of my other favourite bands. And he's back doing Sainthood as well. And they also had a guy who was involved with their other very popular album called So Jealous. They've sort of married those two together. It's like a hybrid sound that they're going for. I've listened to it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I only got it on Sunday. Very catchy, very, very catchy. A lot more electric sort of sound. There's a lot more instruments going on. So I'm like, as much as I love The Con, and I love it, like I feel as I go on, I'll start to like Sainthood a lot more. But
so the first impressions?
The first impressions, the first time I listened to it, I was a bit like,
is this a bit different?
Yeah. I don't know if I can't mentally do this.
Hold on, Jade. I mean, do you like your artists diverging and changing their style of music?
I do, but I get very attached to things. Like, you know, it's kind of like... when Mates of State's album is probably the other album that I feel so strongly about that just was out, Rearrange Us. When they bring out a new album, I'll probably feel the same way. Just because, and Death Cab for Cutie is probably another example. They brought out Narrow Stairs last year, and the album before that was, oh God, what was it called?
But for all these new albums that seem to come out, you always get a little nervous because know that they will change their style.
And you know, indie musicians love to experiment.
Really? I don't get that impression. Maybe I'm not listening to the right kind of indie musicians, because I always think, wow, does the music plateau? Or it takes a lot for someone to really grab me and say, Dave, they have actually done something different with this album. But, you know, even before you started talking about the new Tegan and Sarah album, you showed me the cover and it was like black. It's here right next to me, actually. So it's white, but they're wearing white and black striped tops.
Yep.
And as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh, have they gone a bit up-tempo? Have they gone a bit more electro? And you're like, yes, yes. You just get that feeling sometimes with the artwork and all that. And they're moving in a new direction, but... to be honest, there's nothing to be afraid of.
No, I'm not afraid of it. It's just like one of those things when you got to get used to it.
Yeah, but what if you don't get used to it?
By the time they start touring, I'll be like all over them like nobody's business. Don't worry about it.
So it's one of those artists that seem to do no wrong for you.
Yes. Well, I mean, and the thing is, you know, the reviews are saying it is very early on. The album has like literally just come out. You know, all the reviews are saying that, you know, it's one of the if not the best album that they've had.
Wow.
That kind of stuff. So, you know, it's incredibly popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lesbians are going nuts for it.
Maybe this is something I could get into. Do you reckon?
Yes, I think so. My recommended tracks are The Ocean, which we're about to play at the end of this, Hell, Arrow and The Cure.
Okay, so what's the single?
The single is actually Hell.
Hell.
Well, I'm going by what's getting played on that ABC Youth
station. But you're not going to play the single. You're going to play a track that's called The Ocean.
Yeah.
Is that you trying to be like all subversive and play album tracks like the way I do?
No, it's not. It's actually the track that I'm the most attached to right now.
Yeah. Look, I look forward to hearing it because the thing with Tegan and Sarah is that I'm not, that's not my kind of music, but mm-hmm. because I've been around you for so long and I've been around some friends that do really, really love Tegan and Sarah, mm-hmm. I've always heard of their music sort of in the background, in the periphery. I have So Jealous somewhere on my computer.
Oh, yeah, So Jealous. Okay? Is a good
song. I have a little bit of lesbian cred.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. there are other, look, what fascinates me is that they're twins and they actually want to be around each other.
Yes.
What's up with that? Can you ever be in a band or in like a group situation with your sisters?
You know what? I was at a family wedding on the weekend and I, like, seriously, I, within 15 minutes of being in the car with my sisters, I was like, how do I get out of here now? And I was there all weekend.
I can't believe that. So no chance of
there's no chance of me being in the band.
Who would you be? Would you be the drummer?
I would probably have to be the drummer. I do have drums at home now.
But you have no rhythm.
I know. I have absolutely no rhythm. It's working out fantastically. Thanks for asking.
Joy 94.9. Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.